கூடாதுடா.
This is an excerpt of the inauguration of the Irumbai Temple, inaugurated on the 8th of July.
News from Auroville, July the 10th, 2008, on microphone. Josephine and Danielle.
News from the Auroville Cycle Awareness Team.
That you are part of.
Last Sunday, July 6th, the Auroville Cycle Awareness Team was unable to reach their destination, the Vidur Dam, due to heavy rain and strong wind. Instead, going to the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, Sri Manakula Vinayagar Temple, and returned to Matramandir through Four Comers Via. This week, July 13th, the group will go to Vidur Dam. Interested people can meet at Matramandir office gate at 5 p.m. For further information, please contact AV Cycle Awareness Team at gmail.com or call 944-353-5237.
Other news?
Unauthorized usage of the name of Auroville. At the request of the Working Committee, the Secretary of the Auroville Foundation has issued a notice to the Harmony Auroville to refrain from using the name of Auroville in its advertisements and email ID to purchase flats on the ECR. The name Auroville and its emblem are protected under the Emblem and Names Prevention of Improper Use Act, 1950.
This notice is part of the Working Committee statement for the month, but here are other parts of the statement.
BBC follow-up. The complaint to be made to the Editorial Complaints Unit of the BBC is being prepared together with lawyers Sriram Panchu and Aparna Vasu, with input from AVI UK and IAC Chairman Sir Mark Tooley. It will be sent this week. The Secretary has agreed to send a letter of complaint regarding the BBC film to the Minister of Information and Broadcasting and to the Indian High Commission UK and UK High Commission in Delhi, as the required permission for making the film were not given. Tulir. One member of the Working Committee and three members of Village Action met with representatives of the Chennai-based NGO Tulir, a Center for the Prevention and Healing of Child Sex Abuse, CSA. The meeting focused on the question of what strategies Auroville should adopt for developing greater awareness and managing better the CSA problem in our local area, as Auroville's international environment and attractiveness could see the area facing increasing problems with offenders, both foreigners and Indians. Tulir offered some suggestions and proposed that a group of about 10 Aurovillians participate in a two-day awareness and capacity-building workshop on CSA on August 1st and 2nd, followed by another group in autumn. The people who receive such training could eventually become trainers and resource people to further disseminate awareness and develop strategies for better dealing with the issue.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website aurovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.